Now, I want to talk about about shtaris, underlying idea in shtaris, the idea of eidos. And the real clarity of sugya of eidos, almost the paradox that exists in eidos, comes clear in the sugya of eidnas adayin. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, when he's talking about what is a Novi, how we know who is a Novi, he tells us, Lokol osos mofes per Zion, Halachal Zion, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Lokol osos mofes maminim oso shehu Novi. Not everybody who does an osamofes is a novi. Ela odom. You know yodim bo mitchiloso. We know shehu ro'u l'neviyam, l'nevuah. Rambam has all sorts of criteria. B'chochmaso, that level of chochma. V'maisov, and the way he acts. Shinasalabahen al kol b'nei gilo. And he is considered superior by all the members of his generation. V'hoya mahalach b'darki ha'nevuah u'b'ktushasa p'shusa his parush from inyane olam hazeh. V'achakach, and only such a person, Bova also Samofes, Va'oma Shakel Shlocho, and he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. Mitzvah Lishmo Mimenu Shinema Elev Tishmo. So the mitzvah is to listen to him, even though we really don't know. The Evshishiyaso Samofes, Venu Novi. Could be he can do such an Osamofes and not a Novi. Zaha Os Yeshbo Dvaram Bago. And even though the Osamovses is not an absolute clear Osamovses, you could question it. Afal Pikain, Mitzvah Lishmoalo. You have to listen. Hoil Vodam Godol Hu, Aram Godol, Vachochom. Royal Nevuah, Ma'amidin Otso Al Cheskoso. You begin with the Ches Chazoka, it's a person, Royal Nevuah. And he gives an Otso Mofes, Shekach Nistavina Kamo, and because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He may be a Navi, he may not be a Navi. And there are limits to where you're supposed to listen to a Navi. But if a Navi tells you to do something and it's not to be over al Divrei Torah, have to listen to the Navi. Elof Tishmon. So, how do I know he's a Navi? You don't know. Rama's beginning, there are a lot of things in this world you never know the truth. What does the Torah do? The Torah gives you rules how to function even when you don't know the truth. So a person on that madrega who does something that seems to be an osamofes, you assume he's an osamofes, and you assume he's a Navi, and if you assume that he's a Navi, you have to listen to him. Shibakach nitztavinu, kamoshin stavinu lach chadin ha-pishnei eidim ksherim. Two eidim come, we don't know whether they're telling the truth or not. So what is Bezin's chiyuv? Cross-examine them to the best you can. Even though it could be they're lying. Because you have two people who are kosher to us. And here you have to understand, in Eidos, is a very big difference between the Ksheirim of Eidos and the Ksheirim of a Novi. A Navi is a Navi when he's viewed to be a superior human being, conducts himself in a superior way on the Madreg of Naviim. Here it is in Adam Koshem Yisrael, a person who we have no reasons to doubt that he is one of the psulim that exists. That's a much lower bar. But every Jew is considered to be an Adam Koshem. In both Lagabe Novi and Lagabe Edim, Nema Hanistoros Hashem Elokein, Vaniglos Lonul Vaneinu Adolam. What's real, the truth? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. And we have to go by certain rules the Torah gave us. So says the Rambam here. The Rambam in Perek Chof Dalet El Sanhedrin says like this. Yesh the Dayan Lodun dinei mominus. Dayan can make a judgment dinei mominus. Al pi dvarim shedaitu notu lahen shein emes. He's absolutely convinced of the emes of a certain situation. Vadova chozik belibo shehu kech. Al pi shein shamraya brura. Ven tzorch loma im hoyu yodeh bevadeh shadova kein shehu don kefish yodeh. Now the Rambam is here talking about dinei mominus. Only dinei mominus. Ketzer. And he gives a number of examples. Okay. Toelu dvarim hem ikar adin. Misharobu batei din sheinim hagunim. But there are, that is, if you would have batei din that are on the highest level of Beis Din. Av misharobu batei din sheinim hagunim. Afilu you haguna b'matzeim, even though the elchidim ain't chachomim u'balevino, but they're not the biggest chachomim u'balevino. Hiskimu rov batei dinei Yisrael, shelo yehavchu shvua elo b'raya brura. Hiskimu shtar v'yafsidu cheskas be'edu she'o pos. All sorts of things. We don't rely on anything except Shnei Edim Ksherim. That's number one. Minayin l'dayin shu yodea b'din shu meruma. But let's say a dayin gets a feeling that even though he cross-examined the Edim, there's something wrong. And there's a fake here. Shelo yoma, he shouldn't say, listen, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that you never really know the truth. And the Torah just said, cross-examine the Edim and Paskin. So maybe if a dying gets a feeling there's something wrong and he hasn't been able to pick it up, he said, listen, it's not, Torah told me to Paskin the Shaila. And if there's a wrong psak, it's not my headache, it's the Edim's headache. They're going to have to give a din v'cheshmet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot give a psak unless you're convinced that it's true. But you don't know it's true. You don't know it's true. Now, he's convinced it's true, suspect it's false, and in the middle, I don't know. So what is the halacha? You don't have to be convinced it's true. What is the halacha? Midvar sheket tirchok. And that is the Rambam says in Yisodei Torah. If you don't know whether it's true or false, you have no reason to assume that it's false, so you can paskin in good conscience. It's not b'var sheket tirchok. B'var sheket tirchok says you can't paskin even if the edim are good unless you have a unless if you can't pass him unless you think if you think it's false. Keitza Yasibo, what she's supposed to do? Yidrosh v'yachor harbe, cross-examine the law. Bedrisha v'kira shel dinin afoshes. Im nira lo lefi daito shem bo ramoyes. Chotach din al piyotes. Hoya libo nokfo sheyesh bedin ramos. O shem daito somer osal divreid. That is faking. Or somehow they're not convincing. Av b'shen yochol lefoslon. O shenote daito shebal din zeh ramay. Or the Edim fell in with some sort of a faker. Ubal Arma, the Hasis Ha'edan, he convinced the Edim of Pinchen Ksherim, Lufi Tuma, and they're very naive. Or somehow, and all the things. Koledad Vamachiotzman, and Bola Daim Bedin, also Lachta Chosadin. Can he paskin against Edim? You can't paskin against Edim. Can't paskin against Edim. Yosalakatsma midinze. He can't paskin unless if he feels there's something wrong. But he's mesalak himself. Did and give it to a dayan who's shalem badova. Dvar masurim lelev kamishpa lelokimhu. Okay. So what has Rambam told us? Rambam has told us, A dayan never knows. B, even though a dayan never knows, he's allowed to paskin unless he has some sort of feeling that something's wrong. And he, why? Because the Torah says, and then Adam Karsha comes and says it, you paskin. Now, once he's paskined, let's say he gets a feeling that something's wrong. No backing out. The psak's a psak. Unless he can prove something's wrong. That's a story of the son of Shimon and Shetach. Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Shimon and Shetach decided to crack down on all the machashefos, the people, the women who were involved in witchcraft. He hung a large amount in one day to make a public statement. Okay. And some of their relatives decided to take Nekama against him. And they cooked up a case of Eda Sheker, but they did a very good convincing job in front of a Beis Din that his son was Chayav Misa. And the Beis Din was Mechayav Misa. As he was being let out to be executed. So he said, made a statement. If I'm guilty, usually before a person is executed, Bezin says, say vidoy, and say shtehei misa zos kapor al kol avonosai ubefrat such and such. But, he says, if I'm guilty, this means it should not be a kapara for anything. And everyone got shaken up by it. And the Edim admitted that they had made a mistake. That they were sheker. And they said, and they explained the whole background, what happened, and there were no gimbadover, etc. But once the psak was given, Beis Din had no way back. And there's a whole Gemara about that. Psak of Beis Din is a psak of Beis Din. Din Meruma is before they paskin. Once they paskin al pi Edim, the psak stays. Now, in Dinei Nefoshes certainly. This idea that Edim Edim, we really don't know, has a twist to it. There's one case that Edim do know. That's if the Beis Din themselves saw. You have a loch of Ened Nasadayan. And here, the whole issue That means what happens? Whole world last week was watching the Super Bowl. We had millions of people watching the Super Bowl last week. And in the middle of watching the Super Bowl, someone ran out to the playing field with a gun, shot one of the players. It's run 10 million people. So people saw it happen. Anyone who saw it happen is supposed to be a dying, even though he has an absolute idea. Just the opposite. That means, who is a dying? Someone who doesn't know. Just the opposite of what you'd think. Oh, we have to do the best we can. But do the best you can. What happens if you can do the best, not just be ever the best you can? What does the halacha say? Just forget. No, it's possible. In the case of a tzicha, we'll get to in a second. That means, before we get into the details of what a dayan is, or what an aid is, on Mishkal Rishon, before you look at it, there is a halacha. An aid is a dayan is dafka, someone who can only know al pi edim. He's not allowed to know shelo al pi edim. Number one, if he knows independently and he has the best knowledge possible, that's no good. He only can know al pi edim, recognizing the fact that knowing al pi edim is a problem. Because you never know the truth. That's how the Torah said to set it up. Now, there are three types of Eidos. Four types of Eidos. There's Eidos, or three, and then we'll subdivide. Eidos HaMachayeves. Eidos that comes to Machayev a person. Misa, Malkus, Golus, Mormon. Eidos HaPoselas, two Eidim come and say, Reuven is Machal Shabbos, he's Posel Eidos. Two Eidim who come and say, so-and-so is Ben Grusha Ben Chlutza, for all of those who learned Marcus last year. And Eidos that's there to establish a fact. So, an important Rashi, Machlokes Yishonim in Rosh Hashanah Tav Chof Hayomid Beis. Because there they're talking about Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh. Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh is not Machayev anybody. It not doesn't parcel anybody. It's establishing a fact when the molad was. And Rashi says there, an important Rashi, that you don't need Eidos because they're Eiv HaKadesh. But you do need Eidos, so the first two Prokim of Rosh Hashanah full air, Eidim who come to Mekadesh the Chodesh. What is Rashi saying? Rashi says, what is the halacha of Eidos? Bezdin can only pass in a shayla to be Mechayiv somebody or to passel somebody al pi Eidim. Their yediyah doesn't do anything for them. Certainly to be Mechayiv. Pasuk says, "Apishnayim u'shlosha edim yumas hames." Beis Din can only paskin misa if they have knowledge al pi edim. Pishnayim u'shlosha dvarim yokum dova. They can mechayev mammon only al pi edim. But what is exerced the cause of kazera eva kadesh when Beis Din has knowledge? They can be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And Bezdin having knowledge, that's B'Torah's Bezdin. So if Bezdin will see the Molad when they are a Bezdin, so Bezdin has knowledge because they're Reva Kadesh. They can do it because they saw it as a Bezdin. It has to be during the day, not at night, when they lose their Din Bezdin. or Edom could come. That's another way Beis Din knows. But there's no halacha that Beis Din can do a dafka al pi Edom. They have to have knowledge. Vashein came, Mammon and Mesa. They can only do al pi Edom. Now here is the difference between Mammon and Mesa and Malkus. Those of you who learned Masech Tamakis last year know the halacha of Edus Miuchedus. The Gemara in Makis Davov and Medbeis talks about Echad Ruah Mechalon Zeh V'Echad Ruah Mechalon Zeh. The halacha of Dinei Mominus, of Dinei Nefoshis and Dinei Malkis is that you don't have Edim, you have a Kat Edim. Two individuals can't do anything. You need a Kat Edim. Kat Edim is at least two. And that's a unit. And Bez can only pass in Mis or Malkus up here Kat. Now, does that mean if you don't have a Kat, there's no Birur? No. Because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Ha'horig nefesh below Edim, someone kills someone without Edim, machnisim also lekipo. You put him into some sort of confinement and you let him die. Mora says, we know Yodon, how do we know that he killed? Maybe he didn't kill. Edis miyuchedes. So what is the Gemara telling us? We're telling us a very deep idea. Edus Miuchedes is an absolute birur, same birur as Edus that's not Miuchedes. And as far as Bezin is concerned, they know that the man is a rotzeach. But the halacha of Pishnayim or Shlosha Edim of Kat is they can only be mechayev a person misas bezdin al pi a Kat, even though I have a perfect biru. Give me the Ramat Rotzeach Shmeres Nefesh test and see. This idea, the Rambam extended. So if you have absolute yediyah. And the Rambam says, Perek Vav, Hilchos Rotzeach Shmeres Nefesh. Rambam says, what's the halacha of a Goel Adam? A Goel Adam can kill a Rotzeach. The question is, how does he know? So the Rambam says, Al Pi Yed Echad. Says the Magen Mishnah, says Kasev Mishnah, no, al pi Eidechot, al pi Eidus Miuchedes. It's a biru. So when Beis Din has the Mechai of Mises Beis Din? When Beis Din, then we have the Mechai of Malkus. They can only do it on the biru of a Kat. Eidus Miuchedes. Yes? Edus Miuchedes is a birur, but not the birur of a kat. So it's not the birur of a kat. So therefore, they can't be mechayev. But there's a separate halacha of uviyarta harok mikibecha. That means, and the Arta Romi Kebecho says this, there is, of all the Averis in the Torah, what is the most chomer of all Averis? Rambam says, Ha'horeg Nefoshes, someone who's a Rotzeach, Rekdele Uchas, He gets all the things. But Bezin has an absolute knowledge. They have a bearer Edim, but not a bearer that they're allowed to mechayev someone on that. As far as Bezin is concerned, he's the Rotzeach. If Bezin knows he's the Rotzeach, they have to get rid of him. Nothing destroys society like Shvichas Domim. Afilu Avodah Zorah, which is the most chomer of all averus. Nowadays, people don't realize how serious to take. Ein tzorach lomar arayos uchil Shabbos einen kishvichas dom. She'elu avonos hem yaveru shebein olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are more serious than bein olam HaMakom. Shvichas dom hem yaveru shebein olam vein chaveru. V'chol mi sheyesh biyado avon ze, she'nechazed over. Hari hu rosher gomor, he's a rosher gomer, and none of all the mitzvahs he does in this world will ever be mechaper. So there are two types, there are two ways that Bezdin can have knowledge. Let's say, in the case of the Super Bowl, if Bezdin saw someone killed in front of Bezdin, so that's Shalotei Shmir Gdola Maria. Shalotei Shmir Gdola Maria, it's not applied in the Nefashis. Why not? Because in the Nefashis, you can only mechayev al pi ekat edim. But Bezdin has the idea, and therefore Bezdin can kill the person only in the case of Ritzicha, because of Ivarta or Rami Kebech. Case of Chil Shabbos or Avodah Zorah or anything else, no. Halachas Bezdin has to do it al pi ekat edim. Now in Dinei Mominus, those of you who learn the Sugyas of Einas Hadayin, learn also the halacha of halvoacha halvo. Let's say one aide comes into Bezdin and says, Reuven smashed all the windows in someone's house, and it's going to cost 10,000 shekels to finish, to fix. Second aide comes and says, Reuven borrowed 10,000 shekels from Shimon. Two independent stories. Nimatzarif them. Why? I had said this miuchedus, one's talking something happened this day, one talking about something happened on a different day. The answer is because in Dinei Mominus, you don't talk about a maisa machayev, you talk about a chiyuv. When do you need a kat edim with a tziruf kat that they saw it together, that's metzarif them to one kat, when they're talking about seeing a specific maisa? Reuven Harag Shimon, Reuven Chilol Shabbos. But in the name of Amaris, I don't care if they're talking about two independent stories. What is the halacha? The halacha is they talk about two independent stories. They both talk about one fact. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven owes Shimon 10,000 shekel. And therefore, you can be Mitzarif there to aid us together. Because you can only paskin in Dinei Mominus and in Dinei Nefashos, al pi Edim. In the Sugya of Eid Nas Hadayim, it's a very interesting Ramban, Rashba, etc., that underscores this entire thing. You have the following situation, the Rif situation. Allah. Reuven comes in front of a Bezdin and says that Shimon is chayiv 10,000 shekel. Okay. A dying comes in front of a Bezdin and says, I was part of a Bezdin We were makabel edus that Reuven is chayev. That Shimon is, that there's a chi of 10,000 shekel. Can you combine them or you can't combine them? Because now you have two edim that say, one says, I saw it. The other says, I was makabel edus. And both say, we have a yediyah that is chayev 10,000 shekel. So what do we show him here? And Ksuba say, wait one second. The Dayan really doesn't know. He was just makabel edus. He can paskin that way, but he doesn't know. So what are they telling us? They're telling us exactly everything we've said until now. If two Edom come and say, Reuven has to pay Shimon 10,000 shekel, do the Dayanim know? They didn't see it. They can paskin that way. But if an Eid saw, he knows that Reuven has to pay 10,000 shekel. And those are two very different things, to when an Eid says. So Bezdin can paskin alpi Edim. They can paskin alpi two people who say, we know. But a Dayan never knows. He can just paskin that way. Since a Dayan doesn't know and he has paskin that way, says the Rif, you can't combine them. They're talking about two different things entirely. So what do we get out of this? We get out a very interesting way of looking at the world. There's a halacha of Eidos, halacha of Bezdin. Bezdin, by definition, doesn't know the truth. And they can't know the truth. And they're not allowed to know the truth. In dine nefashos. Why? Hitzilu heida. Bezdin has to have the ability to argue in the defense. And if Bezdin saw Reuven kill Shimon, there's no way they can argue in the defense of Reuven. They're prejudiced. But they saw, they know Reuven killed Shimon. There's no shiloh. In cold blood, he pulled out a gun and shot him straight in the head. Okay. So who can paskin that shiloh? Reuven killed Shabbos. Reuven over Avodah Zarah. No. Only someone who doesn't know the truth knows the truth al pi edim, which is the halacha. There's no absolute birra. And says the Rif, because of that, when we say eid v'dayon einun mitzdarfim, the Rif and the Rambam say that has nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. Has to do with separate halacha. Rif in Bava Basra Kuf Samach Hayom Beis says, what is that? That one aid comes into Bez and says, Reuven owes Shimon 10,000 shekel. And a Dayan says, I was part of a Bez and was makabel edus that Reuven owes Shimon 10,000 shekel. Can't combine them. They come in front of another Bez. So if two Edim come in front of another Bezdin and say, we saw Bezdin X, Makabel Edus, that Reuven owes Shimon 10,000 shekel. So the Bezdin can say, okay, there was a Kabbalah Edus. We don't have to be the Makabel Edus. We can paskin, I'll be their Kabbalah Edus, that Reuven owes Shimon 10,000 shekel. Because they are paskining alpi edim. They know there was a Kabbalah Seidus. And once they know there's a Kabbalah Seidus, they can paskin the Shiloh. No problem. They can paskin the Shiloh. But if one aid comes and one dying comes, so you're combining a mimbishen amino. The dying says it was a Kabbalah sages, but one person says it was a Kabbalah sages. That means I don't know the truth, but I was part of a bezin with a Kabbalah ages. And the egg says, please be makabal my ages. I say, fine. But you know, and the dying doesn't know, we can't combine them. It's a mimbishen amino. So all of those Rishonim who explain the Rif, and people, and the Rishonim who don't explain in our Sugya, that the Sugya like the Rif, but doesn't necessarily mean they'll disagree with us. Halacha. So we have a very interesting view of how Eidus works and Psak Bezdin works as follows. We live in a world, we never know the truth. So the Torah gives me a way of dealing with the world that we don't know the truth. Halacha of Eidus. But never think that you ever know the truth. But it doesn't mean Bezdin can't do things. Bezdin can't pass the Chiyuv and Mormon. Bezdin can't pass the Chiyuv and Misa. Bezdin can't pass on Chiyuv Egos or Chiyuv Malkus. They can. Because the Torah says, I'm giving you a system. How are you going to function in a world that you never know the truth? And then to make it even more complex, if a Dayan does know the truth, he can't be a Dayan. Because, certainly in Dinei Nefashos, Halacha v'hitzilu eda, a Dayan has to walk in with an open mind to be able to defend the defendant. But all of this has nothing to do with one case, Ritzicha. Now, I've said this to people in my shir, but since we live in a world where Ritzicha is now considered a mitzvah, that means, used to be, you killed a criminal, that was a fine thing. You killed a rotzeach, it's a fine thing. If you killed an unborn baby, that was ritzicha. You killed a dying patient, that was ritzicha. Today, it's just the opposite. Kill a criminal, you're a Russian. Kill a rotzeach, you're a Russian. But if you kill an unborn baby or a dying patient, you just did a big mitzvah. That's the way the world goes today. That doesn't change the halacha. And many doctors find themselves in a position where the law dictates that they have to violate Isurei Ritzicha. So just remember what the Rambam says. I'll just read it again, because I've had sufficient number of people who ask me shailas, special with all of today's laws of assisted suicide in Canada and many states, abortions in many places. V'chol gmi sheyesh b'yodo ovon zeh haruhu rosh gomer v'ein kol mitzvah she'otso kol yomov, and all the mitzvahs he did his entire life shkulin keneged ovon zeh, do not balance out the aveira v'leyatzilu also men adin, and you can spend your life as the tzaddik yesod olam. You're a doctor who saved countless number of people. But you have biyado oven zeh. Shenema odom oshuk budam nefesh. Tseilmat. Let's learn from Me'achov. Ovid avazar. You cannot imagine a bigger Russia in the history of Klal Yisrael. Remember, the Rambam says avazar is the top. Not only was he an Ovid avazar, but he was responsible for the fact that all of Klal Yisrael, with the exception of 7,000 people, were not Ovid avazar. And who is the example of a melech who's a Rosha Marusha? Achov. And when Achov died, and all of his, and he came up to the Kisei HaKavod for a din. Lo nimson avon shechivo klia. There was no aveira that decreed that he should be, his neshama should be totally destroyed. The biggest onesh. nothing against Eledmei Novos, the fact of the Ritzicha of Novos. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Vateitzi Aruach, Vatamud Lifnei Hashem, is a Ruach Novos. And then the Rambam continues, Vahu Arosha, Laharek Biyado. He didn't kill him directly. And the Sivev, just he arranged that murder. So a doctor who is involved in and enable and arranges an assisted suicide, etc. Sivev kal v'chomer lahoreg biyado. In today's world, ritzicha is light. With us, ritzicha is ha'avera ha'chamura. That's why all the halachas. Of Bezdin, all the difficulties in paskening, Misa, Hasvishne Edim, etc., 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 do not apply to Ritzicha. Once Bezdin has a Yediyah Gemura, they need a Yediyah Gemura. But once they have a Yediyah Gemura by Ritzicha, that's the halacha Viyarta Rami Kebecha. Then they're not bound by this halacha. They can all Apishnaim or Shlosh Edim Yuma Samez. It's not a Misa's Bezdin, it's a different Misa. But then the chiyuv is that the person has to be eliminated. This is just general picture from all the different sugyas we have, how edus works.